It's the Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Hubbard and Hull.
5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome, welcome. It's time for the Ellis and Hubbard Show. You heard it right, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And those Colorado State Rams, no, they didn't get the W against the top five, ranked number five team in the country. But they walk away with their heads held high, at least I would anyway. They lose this game by 10. Hell of an effort, up 14-7 at halftime. Ellison, my man, I'm proud of you guys. I know moral victories are not things that we like to take and build a whole heck of a lot from, but you guys just went down and played, I mean, probably a playoff team. Ellison, congrats, man. I mean, just on the effort first off.
Yeah, Brady. How are you doing, man?
And I'm doing good, my buddy. I'm doing good. My fantasy team's winning. I'm feeling good. I don't know how your fantasy team's doing, but I know you don't care because you guys almost went down and whooped up on a team. So
I know. Yeah, my fantasy team's not good, but our effort out there against Iowa was pretty freaking awesome. I mean, we were giving them all we got. I mean, going up 14-7 at the half. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? You would think looking at us losing to South Dakota State and then not even, you know, could have beat Vandy, but then, I mean, you guys would have been like, they're not going to even have a chance against a number five Iowa team. But, I mean, we came out to play. It was how we prepared and practiced and in meetings that showed up on the field.
Well, and for the record, I did pick you guys to cover, so I'm feeling good about it. And that's, you know, I'm saying that without you being in studio today, so you know I'm not lying, I'm not making it up. I did pick you guys to go down and cover this thing, but I got to tell you, Ellison, I didn't see it happening quite like that. Like you said, 14-7, mm-hmm. And there were some wacky things that happened that who knows? I mean, we had a fumble, a couple of deep balls there from Iowa. I mean, other than that, there were just a few plays that really separated you guys.
Yeah, that honestly, what was the difference maker in the game is we would have shut down the passes, that the deep passes they made, and if we would have connected to some plays and, you know, there was no fumble, it would have been a completely different ball game. I mean, this offense, you know, honestly, Iowa's offense wasn't anything spectacular. It was a stretch, you know, lead stretch, lead zone. It wasn't anything that, you know, nobody can stop, and that's what we came out there to dominate up front, you know, on both sides of the ball, and that's how it came down to just, you know, the battle of who's going to want to win the game more. And they came out there and they probably realized, hey, we're number five. We can't let this happen. And, you know, we just couldn't connect to finish the game.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. They were certainly, I know fans were, I mean, they were, I'm watching all the camera angles and stuff, and fans looked absolutely terrified of you guys. And I want to get into some specifics, especially about that defensive line of yours. But first off, what was it like, man? I mean, this is a powerhouse of a, they just have so much tradition. They started the Iowa Wave, and I know you guys were a part of that too. Like, that's such a really cool tradition as well. But talk to us about the experience, first off, of just being there at one of these legendary programs.
Yeah, I mean, being there was, you know, getting there was like, okay, there's nothing here but cornfields. So that's what's true about Iowa for sure. But then getting to the stadium, the campus, I mean, I've seen tailgating, but I'm talking about, wow, everybody's there, black and gold, look like the Steelers almost out there. And, I mean, everybody is out there in their Iowa gear. They're excited, you know, get off the bus, and you can see the Children's Hospital right there when you get off the bus to go into the stadium. And so you walk in the stadium. Stadium is pretty, pretty big. I mean, when we came out there out of the tunnel, there were people filling up the stands. The stands went up pretty high. I mean, I was like, wow, on both sides. It was like just a long, like, think of the Red Rocks when you're walking up there. That's how I felt with the bleachers and the fans sitting in there. And it was packed the entire game. They didn't leave till maybe like the last 5 minutes of the game. I mean, wow, they were there and they were loud. When they came down to third downs and punted the ball, they were screaming. It was exactly how it was playing the crowd noise in the stadium at practice. I mean, it was insane. And then to do the tradition, you know, I've seen it on the games or on TV when I watched Iowa play, and I was just like, wow, you know, this is pretty cool to be a part of this tradition and wave to these kids who are, you know, who are going through a very hard time, but they're able to watch a great football game. And, you know, that was just amazing to do and be a part of.
Well, and I got goosebumps, you know, just seeing you guys do it. I always get goosebumps when I watch an Iowa football game when I see the other team do it. Because, you know, you see traditions in sports all the time, but you don't always see the other team take part in that tradition. And like you said, with the Children's Hospital, and that's what it's about, their wave into the I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just now talking about what was that like in that moment when the song's playing, you guys are waving to. What was that like? Pretty special?
Yeah, it was pretty special. I mean, everybody turned around after the end of the first quarter, and we were waving, and we saw their little signs and, you know, their little hands waving back. I thought it was just amazing. I was like, this is awesome. These kids are getting to watch college football. It's sunny outside, and everybody's showing them love, and they're showing love back. It was just like a family moment right then and there.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love the opportunity there. Traditions in college sports are just fantastic. Well, let's get into the X's and O's of this one, Ellison. You know, there was a lot of high points for this team. Let's talk about this defense. You guys, just this defensive line. I mean, what was working for you so well? You talked a little bit about it, but it seemed like you guys were really getting that push.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much the whole key for this game. Penetration will stop the run. And we stopped them to 52 yards that game. I mean, 52 yards? You're not expecting Iowa to come out with 52 yards in that game. But because we penetrated the offensive line and we got in the backfield and made TFLs and we got some sacks on the QB, I mean, that's what kind of held them and stunned them, you know, into like, oh my gosh, you know what? What do we do now kind of thing? And so that's when they kind of started going like, well, we'll just have to go deep or we'll have to do little trick plays on them. And so, I mean, that was the whole goal for the defensive line. And with that play that we had as a defensive line, we had coaches that were about to play to Maryland and Penn State calling going, what was your plan? What'd you do? How did you you know, stop them from gaining these yards and whatnot? And I mean, it's simple penetration. If you knock the offensive line back, if you get upfield, then he's going to have his lanes blocked off. And when you play gap sound, he's not going to have nowhere to cut back to but just a bunch of guys ready to take him down.
Well, one of your teammates, of course, Scott Patchen, was having himself a day, too. Like I said, it takes the entire defensive line. You and I have talked about this at great length, about, hey, it takes you guys absorbing blocks, blowing off that first block, bringing on another one. But, man, Scott Patchen was playing some football out there.
Yeah, he definitely was. He was in the entire game, and he was just ready to go. He was ready to rock and roll. I mean, this was a big stage, a big moment. If you want NFL scouts to watch and see your performances against the number 5 team in the nation, that was his mindset, and that was the D-line's mindset, is we have to go out there and play like we're in the NFL today because everybody was coming to watch this game.
Yeah, everybody was into it. It was a hell of a performance. Yeah. And there, Ellison, there's a pep in your voice, man. I mean, you guys are feeling good. I mean, I know it's a loss, and I don't hate the whole moral victory thing. I look at it and I say, okay, well, it just depends. What does that look like? Okay, you were favored to lose by 24 points to a team that's probably going to be in the playoffs. If not, they're going to be darn close to a top 5 team in the country. And for you guys, as you said, Ellison, those first two games were not how you wanted them to go. You sat in this very studio that I'm in and said, hey, all we can do is keep going. All we can do is keep trying to put our best effort out there. And I would say 2 weeks in a row, overall, we saw some pretty damn good football from Colorado State.
Oh, I mean, you haven't even seen anything yet. When I was stopping the run, I mean, imagine when we can stop the pass. We're just going to be a dominant defense overall. And when the offense starts to start clicking, that's when Colorado State Rams are here. And that's going to go off on San Jose next week at 1:30 on kickoff time, is when the Rams go in there and beat the defending champs, you know, at home on homecoming.
Oh man, we got to record that and make that into a promo, Colfax, and put that up there. Let's get that cooking.
That'd be a great one.
Oh, it'd be a fantastic. Ellison, your bulletin board's material for us, for me. You get me pumped up, and we get to use promos from you all the time. So we got to get that one going for sure. But now you get the and I want you to take us through the bye week too and what that looks like. First off, though, how was Coach Addazio? Because I feel like it has been a roller coaster of emotions with this team with Coach Addazio. I know last week in the presser he said, hey, some of the negativity out there just makes him physically sick to his stomach. How was he with you guys? He seemed like he was pretty proud in the press conference.
He was extremely proud. He came in that locker room. He was passionate, fired up. He was like, you know, you guys battled your butts off against that number five team, excuse me. And he was just excited. He was like, I can't wait to see what we can do. And, you know, in his mind, he's like, there's nothing that can stop us but us. We're only going forward. And, you know, every day as we're getting better and better at practice, I mean, man, if we can continue to get better and better in practice and then transform how we played in practice into the game and can have, you know, minimum mistakes, minimum turnovers, you know, more explosive things like that. I mean, we're looking at a Mountain West team right here, Mountain West championship team right here. So, I mean, he was fired up. He was like, we're going to lock arms because you got my back, I got your back. And he's just fired up to get this conference play going.
Man, I tell you, there was a lot of people out there that were, you know, really against what Coach Addazio was doing and everything. And I'll tell you the truth here, man. This is my gut feeling on this, and I'm not just saying it because it's the Allison Hubbard Show. It does feel like this process, and sometimes you see it with teams, that this process does take time, but it's starting to take hold, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, some processes do take a minute. They take a couple, a couple games, or even in some cases, a couple years. And you've seen that from couple, you know, teams. In one mind is Indiana. You know, Indiana had their transition with a new coach, and then they started to become better and get ranked. So as we're becoming better and getting better, you know, there's no doubt that we can be in the Mountain West Championship this year. It just clicked a lot faster because we have a lot of older guys and guys who are bought in. And then the guys who are younger, they're just going to, you know, fill in the spots when the guys who leave, you know, are out of there. And so, honestly, there's a culture that has been set, and we're holding each person to a standard. And right now, that's being carried over through this bye week. There is no, you know, falling behind, going like, okay, this is my week to relax. No, we're gonna keep practicing. So then when we go into San Jose week, it's just like we had a game last week, even though it was just practice. And then we just carry it over. And then when it comes to the game, I mean, that's when the magic begins.
I love it, man. Noob's texting in, too. I know he's a Ram. He said, I couldn't be more proud to be a CSU Ram after this weekend. He's a class of 2002. So that's kind of cool there. Nice shout out from one of the hooligans.
That is cool.
I think I also know why there's a pep in your step. It's bye week, right? There's a little bit of a bye week. You said practice. You know, you're going to be practicing as usual. Let me ask this, though, and you don't have to answer this, Ellison, if this is top secret. Do you put in some Air Force stuff? I know that's a ways down, but we know that triple option is things to discuss. Do you guys kind of talk about that a little extra in the bye week at all, or is that so far down the road?
You know, in my previous years, we've done something like that. You know, I don't know what's entailed for that. I think we might do that because there's no other bye week we have, and it's going to be kind of a short week going into playing Air Force. So we might have to put some Air Force in to get ready for that. So we're not going in there, you know, like our heads cut off and go like, oh my gosh, we're learning this for the first time. No. So I think there might be a little bit of Air Force put in this upcoming, practices we have on Wednesday.
What does the bye week look like for you guys? Now, every coach, like you said, every coach kind of does things a little bit differently, but what's this week laid out for us, for the fans at home listening?
Yeah, so this week just entails of, you know, a couple days off, get your mind right, your body right, get rested, watch some film, you know, over San Jose and just kind of understand what they have going on. And then we practice for a couple days. We'll do a light practice on Wednesday, you know, and then a full padded, and then nice little upper shells padded on Friday. And then we'll have Saturday and Sunday off, and then we'll go back into Monday and get the routine going for San Jose and get ready to go win a game.
Ellison Hubbard. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'm excited for you guys, man. It was a hell of a performance. You guys have a lot to be proud of, most certainly. When we come back, let's take a look. How did the rest of the conference fare, Ellison? We'll get your take there. I'll ask you our poll question today, too, at some point about the Broncos. And I desperately need your pick for tonight for Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Eagles. So be thinking about that. Build that up. And don't worry about your fantasy team. I mean, if I went down to Iowa, top team in the nation, one of the top teams in the nation, and had an excellent showing, I wouldn't be too worried about my fantasy team this week. So you're off the hook, man. Don't worry.
Yeah, of course.
All right, we'll take a short break. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're going around the Mountain West Conference coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Catch the The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
The Colorado State Rams are off this weekend. We got the bye week going on, but San Jose State right around the corner, and I love it. I love what Ellison has to say about this conference and what we can expect from Colorado State. But let's look around the rest of the conference. Ellison, shall we? Let's break it down, man. Some crazy games.
Yeah, let's break it down.
All right, man. Well, this one was nuts. Fresno State started the thing off against UNLV on Friday. Fresno State was a 30-point favorite, Ellison. They win by 8 over UNLV.
Yeah, I mean, I think Fresno came out there a little too hot, you know, big-headed, came out there thinking they were going to destroy UNLV, who was 0-3. And, you know, teams come to play when they know they're playing a ranked team, and UNLV came out there to play and just couldn't finish.
Yeah, they still got the job done, though. Jay Kaner, 378 yards and 5 touchdowns on the day. That guy, pretty darn good. Of course, Boise State, Utah State. I thought, Ellison, I thought this was going to be a game. I thought Utah State was going to prove they really belonged, but the Broncos ran away with it in the end, in the second half especially. They went 27-3.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be a good game too, but I think Utah State got a little bit challenged. I know Air Force was a challenge for Utah State, but Boise was tired of losing, and they knew they had to dominate in this conference, and they had to show it by beating Utah State, and that's what they did.
Well, they had a tough schedule to start the season, too, so we might start to see the Broncos kind of even things out a little bit. All right, the Spartans, San Jose State, they go up against a Western Michigan team. I believe Western Michigan was favored in this one. They took it to them. They win 23-3, and San Jose State now 2-2 on the season.
You know, I was thinking that San Jose would have played a lot better that game. And I guess they couldn't come out and play hard as they could, and that kind of exposes them to us as we watch film over them and see, you know, what they got beat up on and what we can do to take advantage. And San Jose, I mean, 3 points, that's not pretty good.
No, and I think I can't wait Monday, because once you go through the whole week of film and everything, you can really talk to us about what you guys are seeing. I mean, this team, what did Western Michigan do right? Pretty much everything, but you can get into some more specifics, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what we can break down.
The Wyoming Cowboys, it has not been an easy schedule for them to start the season.
It has been a pretty easy schedule.
But like the Broncos in the NFL, you can only beat what's in front of you. The Cowboys narrowly did it, but they win 24-22 against a pretty bad UConn team.
I know, and I don't understand how you only win by 2. I mean, again, they must have went in there big-headed and thought, you know, they were going to destroy UConn, and I guess UConn just was like, we're going to play football too. We're not just going to go out and get our butts beat, you know, every week. So right there, that kind of just shows, you know, what teams do when they go into a game that they believe is easy.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys 4-0, but yeah, you're left wondering, I mean, just how are they going to fare when
exactly
we get into conference play.
When they start playing better teams, yeah.
Yeah, no question. San Diego State, they beat Towson 48-21. They really went off in that third quarter. They kind of just were pacing themselves in that first half, but they got it done in the third. They run away 48-21.
And they're undefeated too, correct?
Yeah,
so, I mean, wow. I mean, they're trying to make a statement too that, hey, Fresno, Wyoming, you're not the only bad teams here, or, you know, the bad daddy teams in the Mountain West. We are too. So, I mean, hey, we got some guys that are at top right now, but we'll see who falls.
Air Force bounces back after losing to Utah State last week. They did beat Florida Atlantic 31-7, and as they typically do, I mean, they run the football all over the yard.
Yeah, FAU probably wasn't too disciplined in that game, and Air Force just laid it out on them. They controlled the game, they held the clock, and they did what Air Force does, and that's run the option. And if you can't stop it, they're going to run the whole game out in 30 minutes. So,
Well, Air Force now sitting at a 3-1 record to start the season. How about this one, man? Hawaii beats New Mexico State 41-21 over the weekend.
I mean, Hawaii, they're trying to prove themselves as well. You know, when I'm a team like that, and, you know, just like we are, we're mad that, you know, we should be a better record. We're gonna come out and play our best ball every game, and we're gonna, no matter who you think you are, we're gonna give you all we got. And that's what Hawaii did. They just laid it on New Mexico State.
Man, yeah, Hawaii sitting at a 2-3 record, and this is what I like. You know, this is kind of our last weekend of talking all non-conference. We get into a lot of all conference games now. Last one, New Mexico. They lose to UTEP 20-13. New Mexico 2-2 now on this young season.
Yeah, and they played pretty good against UTEP. Just UTEP came out on top, you know, playing just harder ball in the last quarter. So I think New Mexico is still a pretty good team, nobody to sleep on. And honestly, all the teams in the conference are pretty good teams and shouldn't be slept on. They know what they're doing, and they want to win just like we do. So,
well, looking forward to next week. So you're going to be watching a lot of football next weekend, Allison, with not
of
playing?
Course.
So, I mean, you're going to be watching
of
a
course,
lot of Mountain
I mean,
West stuff, too, some good games.
Yeah, especially if they don't have a bye week like us. I'm watching every team. And if San Jose is playing, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on it.
BYU plays Utah State on Friday. BYU comes in as a 7.5-point favorite.
I want to believe BYU might take over that game just like Boise. But, you know, you never know. It's any given week that somebody can come and win a game.
Boise State in Nevada, Saturday, 1:30. That's going
to
be the game.
That is the game to watch. Yeah, that's the game to watch in the Mountain West. If everybody out there, you want a good game to watch in the Mountain West, Boise, Nevada. They go at it every year. So.
And I'm looking down for you here. This is a night game, too. You're going to be staying up late watching this one. San Jose State, New Mexico State, 8:30 Mountain Time.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely tune into that. You got to key their offensive line and see where the weaknesses are so we make sure to attack that all game long.
All right. I think we're going to hang out Sunday. You might have to come over for this one. You can draw out the film and show me exactly what you're seeing.
Oh, yeah, I will come Sunday. I'll give you all the tips and X's and O's for that game.
Teach me how to be a better football fan, my friend. Fresno State and Hawaii. Fresno State, this is an interesting one. Anytime you guys go to Hawaii, I don't care who it is, but Fresno State's number 18. They better be ready, though, because the change, the air, the flight, all that stuff can get you.
Yeah, that's going to get them, and they definitely got to be ready for that humidity because it is very hot in Hawaii around this time. I'm looking forward to that game.
I love conference play. I love watching these Mountain West teams go at it. Most of them, some of them don't have UNLV plays at UTSA. Ugh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think they're already 21-point dogs in that one. So, but for the most part, we're getting into full-on conference play, so that should be fun.
I'm excited. I can't wait. It's time to win a championship.
It's time to win a championship, my friend. I'm here for it. I think I'm contributing somehow. Allison, all right, let's talk about the Broncos coming up next. Think about the Power to Play Sports poll question for you. 3-0, are the Broncos the real deal? And that doesn't mean they're Super Bowl champs, but are they a for real good team? Or is it fool's gold at this point in time? Think about it and answer it for us on the other side. It's the Allison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Allison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Allison, I'm sure you had some celebratory Crazy Carl's Pizza at some point because I know the teammates have been filling it up lately. Man, you guys have been hooking it up over at Crazy Carl's Pizza.
I mean, man, we've been eating a lot of Crazy Carl's. We had some last week. I think that's what kind of gave us that into the game, you know, against Iowa.
What kind was it then? Because I need some of that. I need that the exact type of pizza.
It was the standard pepperoni, the meat lovers, and cheese, you know. I didn't want to get anything too fancy. We have some guys who don't, you know, eat the fancy kinds of pizza. They like, you know, the pepperoni or cheese.
Dude, I got to say this, though, and I'm not just selling it here. The pepperonis that they use at Crazy Carl's Pizza, aren't they the best? They're those little guys, but they're the best. They curl up when they're perfectly cooked. I mean, I don't know what it is they do, and the garlic mix, everything. It is the most delicious. It's dangerous. It's dangerous pizza.
It is dangerous.
Much.
It'll make you eat more and more every week. Every week, I promise. It is delicious.
And they're great people, too. Glenn and Nate, mm-hmm. and I love the staff over there. They're just good folks. And so, I mean, you introduced me to these guys, and, man, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I couldn't be any happier to, you know, be a part, be supported by them. I mean, just to have a relationship with those guys, it's amazing.
Yeah, great people. Great even better pizza. I mean, they're amazing people, but the pizza, I mean, it's second to none. So
it's bomb.
It is. I tell you, man. We got to do another one of our football and pizza chats pretty soon, so we'll be out there hopefully setting it up. All right, so let's go to Broncos here. The Broncos are 3-0, Ellison. I don't know if you got a chance to watch much of that game yesterday. I know your schedule was all over the place with the travel and such, but the poll question today is, are the Broncos for real at 3-0? Doesn't mean they're winning a Super Bowl, but just are they a legitimately good team at this point, like a playoff caliber team, or is it fool's gold? What do you think?
You know, I got to see a little bit of the game yesterday, and they laid it on the Jets, as they should have. And I think that, you know, I'm going to go with fool's gold. I'm sorry, Micah, if you're listening. Well, Micah, I'm sorry you're listening, but I mean,
every time Ellison says that the Broncos are fool's gold, Micah falls down dead. So we got to go check on him at the end of the segment, man. He's probably hurting.
I just think, you know, and I favor them to win over the Ravens, but I have to see them play some good teams, and you know, right now they haven't. And until they play a good team and they either lay it on them or win. I'm not believing it. They're playing the Jets, and they played the Jags. Did they play the Giants the first game?
Yeah,
am I right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we can go all in for the Broncos and be like, this is a playoff team. Not yet. I'm not saying they're not, or they can't be. I'm just saying not yet, not at this moment.
Well, you're not alone. 71% of the hooligans that are voting are saying fool's gold. So you're not alone. They tend to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and I'm glad they do because, you know, there are some fans out there for whatever team they cheer for that are just in denial and be like, we're 3-0, we're this and that, we're going to win the game. You know, no, I'm never going to be that fan. You know, the Falcons could be 7-0. I'm still not going to be like their playoff team until I see them like, you know, win every game from there on out because they tend to blow leads or just not win. So that's where my mind is at.
Well, let's switch gears to last night. You texted me. I'm 97 years old, so I was cuddled up in bed there watching it on my iPad, and I turned the phone off, probably fell asleep, dozed in and out. I thought the Packers had this thing. 49ers come roaring back. They go up with 37 seconds left. No timeouts left, right? And Aaron Rodgers is working magic. Is Aaron Rodgers, is he the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Right now. Ooh, that's a tough question, Brady. I would say yes. I would say yes. I would say right now.
I agree with you.
I would say right now, yes.
I agree.
Yes, because
he's nuts, man. I don't know what it is. There's just magic. That first game, whatever. Scratch it out of there. Jeopardy was on his mind. I don't know. But the guy's ridiculous. And I think I even forget just how good he is.
Yeah. You have what, like less than a minute left, and you get the ball down all the way in field goal range. I mean, insanity. Clock the ball and get the ball off and win the game. I mean, wow. I mean, not many quarterbacks can do that. And that was pretty darn impressive to see Aaron Rodgers pull that off and get a win. I mean, I'm sure the Niners win. They're like, oh, we beat the Packers. It's over. I mean, no, you cannot sleep on Aaron Rodgers. You cannot sleep on him.
You just can't do it, man. No matter how much time's left, you have to be ready. Aaron Rodgers is gonna work some magic. All right, the other one for you. Are the Rams the best team in the NFL right now after beating Tampa Bay?
Ah, man. I would like to say yes, they are. But I'm not gonna say they're, you know, I'm gonna go with they are. Right now I think that I'm gonna go with, you know, I'm a huge Aaron Donald fan, and so it's kind of biased for me, but I think that defense is amazing with Ramsey, Aaron Donald, and a bunch of other guys taking charge in that defense and stopping other opposing offenses, you know, to try and score. And then Matt Stafford was just a good fit for that offense. Him, Cooper Kupp, and all the other receivers they have. I mean, it's like a slugfest out there when you put them out there. You're going to have to go to a whole four quarters, maybe more, if you're trying to beat the Rams. I mean, That's a pretty good team. And I hope it's their year to win a Super Bowl, just because they should have won it years back when they played the Patriots. They just couldn't score. But this Rams team here, this is a pretty complete team.
Wouldn't that be something if they're the team to knock Tampa Bay out of the NFC Championship there this year? Getting
that
some revenge. Yeah, getting some revenge on Tom Brady from a year ago.
But thinking about it, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Chiefs in the game earlier on in the season, then they came back and just laid it on them in the Super Bowl. I mean, maybe that was a part of the Buccaneers' plan.
Yeah, it might have been. And yeah, what was that, 4 years ago? I should have said. I didn't mean a year ago. Some of the other games that stood out. The Chiefs. Chiefs are now 1-2. I mean, See, that is the opposite of the Broncos to me. Like, I think that their losing record is fool's gold. I think that they're too good of a team. You're not going
to
keep them
losing
down. I think they'll bounce back.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes and that powered offense and then, you know, how well they are in going to the playoffs and championship, that they're just going to suck this year. That's fool's gold right now. Right now, they're just probably fine. Either they're just going through a slow start like most teams might do, and then they're just going to take off. You know, maybe that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what the Chiefs are doing. They're just having, you know, not so strong, powerful starts. And you know, the other teams are just balling their butts off right now because they want to prove that they are a playoff caliber team. So, you know, when the season gets when it gets heavier and heavier on in the season, I think the Chiefs are just gonna, you know, start taking off and showing that they're dominant like they always been.
Yeah, some crazy games though. I mean, ultimately, AFC West looks pretty darn strong. The Raiders and the Dolphins, that was a crazy game. The Raiders or the Dolphins go up 14-0 just because of a lot of weird, goofy things happening in that game. The Raiders end up coming all the way back. It looks like they're gonna run this thing. Miami forces overtime. The Raiders get a field goal. The Dolphins get a field goal. Then the Raiders march back down and win this thing with a field goal. That was a crazy game, kind of an underrated game yesterday.
Yeah, that was an underrated game. You know, I went in there thinking the Dolphins lost Tua. They're not the same Dolphins team. They're not going to come in here and give the Raiders a challenge, especially how the Raiders have been playing for the last three games. So, you know, I when I turned the game on, I was like, oh, my. Now, you know, the Dolphins are here and about to score. And they're going to overtime. You know, that kind of talks a little bit about the Raiders more than the Dolphins. Can the Raiders really just, you know, besides them playing the Steelers, we don't know what the Steelers are on right now, especially after yesterday's performance. But, yeah. I mean, what does that say about the Raiders? Are they a team that can beat you in a game, or are they a team that's just going to carry the overtime and you're going to have to figure out if you can handle it? Because as you've seen against, you know, the Ravens and the Dolphins, they can win in overtime.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's going to be interesting to see because, again, even that first game of the season, you know, it was in Vegas. It was crazy. The crowd was nuts. And you're thinking, okay, well, they got the adrenaline here. So I'm still, I'm with you. I'm kind of suspect to see how good the Raiders really are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sleep on them and say they're not a good team, but I'm not going to go all in and say, hey, this is a Raiders team you need to watch out for.
Yeah.
But you do need to get ready to play a full quarter game with them, because that's what a team they're showing to be, is a full quarter slugfest team.
No question about it. Ellison, when we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on this one. Kind of wrap up again. What a great week. I think it was a great weekend ultimately for Colorado State. Guys, you had some 2 weeks in a row. I would say we saw some really good football from this Rams team. So definitely something to build off of. So we'll cap that off coming back. We'll take a short break. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome back to the Ellison Hubbard Show. Man, thanks for being with us, guys. As always, love getting Ellison's insight to all things Colorado State and really just football in general. Ellison, putting a bow on this one, man. Ultimately, it was a heck of an effort by you guys. Couple of bummer-type situations in the second half. I know fumble, crazy return, some big pass plays, but ultimately, you guys walk away with your head held high. You really took it to one of the country's best college football teams.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we came out there and we were ready to rumble. I mean, we came out there with the mindset that we got to have penetration to stop their run. And offensively, we got to score. We got to give them that board. And, you know, we got up on them in the first half. But, you know, in the end, it just came down to the team battling because they know what's at stake for them. And we just couldn't put a finishing touch on the top of to win that game. So, you know, we're going to keep our heads high because we know we can play against top five teams in the country.
Well, now you take that momentum. We turn the page. Non-conference schedule is over. And you have the bye week this week, kind of recoup, recalibrate, and then you get set for the long haul. The real season begins against San Jose State in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and everybody tune in to that because you're going to see a movie there starting next week on homecoming.
Oh, man, homecoming too. I love it. I'm going to be there. I won't be in the stands. I believe I'll be in the press box, so it'll be boring for me. But you know what? It's more fun to be out amongst the common folk, as I like to call them, Ellison.
Yeah. I wish I could be in the stands, see how it's rocking there. But, hey, I'll be out there with the guys. So
I may change my plans. I may just go buy a ticket and be in the stands because that sounds way more fun ultimately. But, man, Ellison, you know, again, I hate to say the word congratulations because I know you guys don't want to hear that, but seriously, you guys put on one hell of an effort. Rams fans all over, you saw it all over social media. They were just proud of this group, man. You guys have handled adversity, and proud of you guys too, man. So keep it up. Have a great bye week and get set for a huge homecoming coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you guys stay frosty and be ready. Next week is the week.
Ellison, take us out of here, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, next week, homecoming, 1:30. I'll see you guys next Monday. Go Rams.
All right, go Rams. That'll do it for us. Well, I'll be back at it tomorrow. Ellison Hubbard, the Crazy Carl's Pizza, bringing us this show every single week. Go grab some Crazy Carl's Pizza. Good night, Northern Colorado.